It's 11:59 on Wednesday, June 10th, 2015. And this is the Hidden Note. And I'm Justin. So, I saw an interesting video today. It was a clip of a new Bruce Timm kind of cinematic Marvel. Oh, no, sorry, let's restart. I saw a clip today of a new Bruce Timm DC Animated Universe series. And I have mixed feelings about it. The clip basically showed Harley Quinn versus Batman. And it's weird. Okay, first of all, it's not Bruce Wayne Batman. It's actually a Batman I don't know. But, well, I don't know, it's mostly the Harley Quinn character that bothered me. Her personality is right, the unhinged, not quite there, gonna do crazy stuff, fight you with a mallet type persona that she likes. The kind of a little bit more crazier Harley Quinn than she was in the original Bruce Timm cartoon. I dig that, and I don't mind that the language is definitely a little bit more adult, which is fine. I find the outfit weird. She's essentially wearing a corset bustier with garters and her panties. That's it. That's all she's wearing. That's less than what the comics have her wearing nowadays. It's weird. I've heard people make the argument of, oh, well, she's a strong female character who, you know, can dress the way she wants, blah blah blah. And, you know, when you're using that argument for, you know, a real person, a man or woman, them deciding what they want their appearance to be, that's fine. That you have, you know, your own agency in your life in that regards. A fictional character doesn't. A fictional character doesn't have their own agency in terms of how they dress, how they look. And, I don't know, I don't mind characters that are dressed sexy. I don't mind characters that are dressed provocatively. You know, that's fine, but it feels weird when it's like every iteration of Harley Quinn I see is wearing less and less and less and less. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel correct for the character. You know? I mean, yeah, okay, she has a sexual relationship with Mr. J, and she's flirted with Batman before, but I don't really see as sexy as all Harley Quinn the character is. You know, it's fine for her to be a sexy character, a sexual character, but it's weird that, to me, that it doesn't really seem like the type of thing she would put together from her persona, her personality. You know, it feels more like she's the type to just kind of cobble random stuff together to get a, you know, a look. And that really didn't feel like a look. It just felt like she was going to a lingerie party. It didn't look like a supervillain outfit. It didn't look like a supervillainous outfit. It didn't look like a, I don't know, it just didn't look like Harley Quinn. And I get that they don't want to do the one-piece jumpsuit thing that she had before. That's fine. But, I don't know, I just, it feels like she doesn't need that. It feels like she's an interesting character on her own, and okay, fine, if she wants to be sexy, that's fine, but it just doesn't feel like a choice the character would have made. It feels like the choice the art direction decided to do. So, I don't know. That's what's on my mind, and maybe, I don't know, maybe it's weird for me to just be judging a female character's appearance, but to be fair, I also didn't like the Batman's appearance. Felt too bulky, too big, too plain, too bright. I don't know this Batman character. I don't know his personality, but it didn't feel like the type of outfit someone in the Batman family would normally wear. It felt more like a cop Batman in appearance. So, I don't know. It's weird. I don't really care for either of those appearances. I liked the personalities. I liked the fact that it was dark. Some people... I had a conversation, a brief one, with Patrick Goodman about, you know, the darkness for darkness' sake inside of some of the DC properties. And I don't know, this had a feel of a Batman Beyond to me, which I liked. It's my favorite Bruce Timm comic. But I don't know. It didn't feel like dark, like Man of Steel dark or New Justice League movie dark. It just felt, you know, dark for Bruce Timm dark. So, anyway, that's what's on my thoughts for now. So I'm gonna go ahead and link the video. Take a peek, see what you think of it. Let me know what you think. And let me know if I'm just being kind of weird for no reason. It just didn't feel like Harley Quinn. You know, if you want to put another character in that outfit, fine, but it doesn't feel like Harley Quinn. I know that guy doesn't feel like Batman, but he's not Bruce Wayne Batman, so I guess that's okay. Because he's the character I don't know how he's supposed to be. And I'm repeating myself, so I'm gonna go. This has been The Hidden Node. This has been Justin. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.